that coming up on KFRC Sports.
Chickens lay a lot of strange eggs, Frank, so we have to inspect them. A new laid egg has to be quality, and chickens don't know from quality. Chickens are dumb.
Chickens can be kind of dumb, but making new laid eggs is one thing. They do fine.
New laid chickens lay about 2 million eggs a day. Only about 3/4 of them are good enough to get to the stores.
I don't know, but I've been told no better eggs are seen or sold.
I mean, a chicken will give you anything and call it an egg, right? But a new laid egg, we pick out.
I've been told and I can't tell no better eggs have worn a shell.
And they'll sit on an egg till the cows come home if you let them. Which means we have to snatch those eggs right up to get them to the stores on time.
New laid farms are pretty near, so getting eggs from there to here don't take no time.
We're fighting those chickens every inch of the way, Frank, so that we can get good, fresh eggs to the people.
Don't take no time.
KFRC Sports. Steve Spurrier led the Niners to a 10 fourth quarter points to help the Niners dump the Packers 20-6 and snap a four-game losing streak. Spurrier replaced Joe Reed, who left the game with a leg injury.
The Crimson Tide jumps into the number one spot. This is John Bentley. Alabama moving ahead of Oklahoma and Ohio State to become the country's top-ranked college football team this week. The Sooners of Oklahoma, 27-0 winners of Nebraska, are second, followed by the Buckeyes. And in one of those strange quirks of voting, Michigan actually lost ground in the top 10, even though they played a stronger game in tying Ohio State 10-all, falling to fifth behind Notre Dame. Here's the rundown. Alabama, Oklahoma, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Michigan in the top five, followed by Penn State, USC up to seventh, LSU, Texas, and UCLA. Oklahoma is, of course, on suspension and cannot play in a bowl game after this season.
The Giants' Gary Matthews is the National League's Rookie of the Year. Matthews hit 300 in his first full season to win the award. Toys on your gift list. KFRC reminds you to make sure they're safe for children. Latest stock market, Dow Jones up 3.25 points. Bay Area weather, including Concord and Cupertino, sunshine today and cool. Highs between 58 and 63. Rain likely tomorrow. Air pollution index light. San Rafael, 52 degrees. 49 in Oakland. San Jose, 48. And in the city, it's 51 degrees. Jack Hines, KFRC News. And now, from San Francisco, more music with Dr. Donald D. Rose.
Hey, Jack, there's a late flash just in.
What is it, Doc?
Senator Irvin's eyebrows have just run away with Mark Spitz's mustache.
Oh, no way.
823. 23 after 8 at KFRC.
A man has been blown to bits. I was just about to call it quits. An everyday problem. I didn't stand a prayer. And you came along. And hope was there. There had been times when I thought that I could tune right up. You made me stand. You said, be a man. Yes, I know you can. And each and every day, yeah, you never fail to say, with me always say, please don't go away. And in return, you know I never will. You know I never will. Yes, I never will. Oh, 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 oh. Never, never. We'll be right back.
which goes to prove what I've always said, popularity breeds content. Don't say hello. We'll pay off the next time we call in silver dollars. It's true. Keep answering your telephone with a phrase that pays. Never let you go. Going to dedicate that this morning to our president. I love the way people are saying that Nixon's in trouble. It's like the passengers feeling sorry for a blind bus driver.
Different from ordinary canned fruit because we've sweetened our peaches, pears, apricots, and fruit cocktail with honey and brown sugar. Fruit and honey, it's enough to make anyone smile.
Give me that old-time natural goodness. Give me that good time taste like it should have. Give me that natural fruit and honey smile.
Fruit and honey, yeah. KFRC.
O'clock this morning, Jumpin' Jack Friday. That's just 33 minutes from right now. Jack Friday once appeared in a horse opera. He played the part of the horse.
My baby makes me proud. Lord, don't she make me proud. She never makes a scene.
Essentials. Francisco Top 10, beginning at 4 this afternoon. And I'll have another copy to give away.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to talk to. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I can't tell you who to talk to. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. Oh, you need love now, just as bad as I do. Make me no difference now. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. I can't tell you who to talk it to.
It's your thing. The Isley Brothers, Dr. Donald E. Rose this morning. I was going to follow that with show and tell, but the program department nixed that. I called in my secretary yesterday and told her because of the fuel shortage, we had to find new ways of keeping warm. And can you guess what she said? No? You guessed.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
836, 24 minutes to 9 at KFRC.
We crossed a crispy cookie with a chocolate candy bar and got something new. It's called Snick Snack Sticks. Milk chocolate outside, crisp cookie inside, to make your day a little sweeter for you. So when life becomes undrummy, you can entertain your tummy with a Snick Snack. Take a break, take a Snick Snack. And when things are going terrible, relax and make it bearable with Snick Snacks. Take a break, take a Snick Snack.
Hey, there's a brand new candy snack that's gonna wake up your taste. New Snick Snack Sticks. Light, luscious layers of crisp cookie covered with creamy milk chocolate. Snick Snack Sticks with your coffee break, after school break, late, late show break, right into a Snick Snack Stick.
Take a break, take a Snick Snack, single bar or six pack. When it's time to take a break, take a Snick Snack.
It's time to travel again from the M&M's Mars Pyramid of Prizes. This time we're going to Mazatlan, Mexico for a luxury week for two. Bask under the sunshine while the winter sets in back home. We'll handle the transportation, food, and lodging. A dream week away in Mexico. To win, get us the most M&M's Mars candy wrappers or reasonable facsimiles. Deadline, noon Friday. Make it a group project, a far-out Christmas present, but get your wrappers to us fast. M&M's Mars, Pyramid of Prizes. Win Mexico.
KFRC. Thank you.
Year 65, Low in Year 42. 51 now.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year, coming home to a place he'd never been before. He left yesterday behind him. You might say he's born again. You might say he found the key for every door. When he first came to the mountains, his life was far away, on the road.
Is such a peaceful song. I mean, you'd think that everything was going great and that we didn't have a problem in the world the way John Denver sings that. That's beautiful. I think we needed that about this time, Jack. because I haven't really said anything about it, but I am really mad. I am hopping mad.
All right.
About the Arabs trying to put the freeze on us to get what they want.
Yeah.
I get enough of that from my wife. Americans are praying for divine help to get them through this coming winter. Of course, the Arabs are praying, too, but who can understand them?
I think Allah, maybe. I wish just everything were as peaceful as it is for John Denver and Aspen, but that's just not the way it is these days. The energy crisis, among other things, hitting the airlines, but hard. Discrimination in our police department. And the Niners' losing streak is over now. Ended at 4. Jack Hines, KFRC News at 8:45. It's 51 degrees. The United Airlines is out to save 8 million gallons of jet fuel a month, and they say they're going to do it. But to do it, they're going to have to cancel about 100 flights a day. And because of that, they're going to lay off more than 1,000 employees, mostly pilots and flight attendants. And United says it'll have to lay off more people soon, now that jet fuel allocations are being cut by 15%. Other energy notes, Nixon's top energy advisor, John Love, says the oil industry should not be given more tax breaks to encourage oil exploration. Instead, Love says they should just be allowed to raise their prices. And the Baltimore Sun says there's a lot of things being considered, knocked around Washington to cut into the energy crisis, and they all affect all of us, included reduced hours for gas stations, a new tax on electricity, 4-day school weeks, closing all national parks to cars, and an additional 10% cutback in gasoline production on top of the 15% reduction announced last Sunday. While all that's going on, San Francisco International Airport still has expansion plans pending, $330 million worth, including a new terminal. But they don't have final approval yet. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors delaying final approval of the environmental impact report for 30 days to take another look at the whole package, especially in light of late news on the energy front. A change in color for the San Francisco Police Department. That's next when KFRC News continues.
After lots of time and lots of miles, you get to know your car. You want it to be trouble-free no matter where you are.
It's cold in Maine. It takes a lot of starting power to get a car going. So I bought a Delco Energizer battery. With an Energizer, you get a lot of power because it's not activated until it's installed in your car. Yep, you know you're getting a good fresh battery when you buy a Delco.
Delco Energizer battery.
Sometimes it's just as hard to start a car in hot weather as it is in cold. Well, it's hot in Phoenix. And when you need that burst of power to get going, you can get it with a Delco Energizer battery. Wherever you see the red, white, and blue Delco signs.
For easy starts and quality parts, Delco's the name to know. Well, the more you know, the more you want Delco. Well, the more you know, the more you want Delco. Well, the more you know.
A federal judge has stepped all over the San Francisco Police Department, charging institutional racism in the way it hires and promotes people. Judge Robert Peckham looked at the current racial makeup of the department, 3% minorities, and ordered the department to hire 3 blacks, Chicanos, or Asians for every 2 whites they hire until the minority percentage is up to 30% for patrolmen. The judge also ordered the department to promote 1 minority member to sergeant for every white person promoted until 30% of the sergeants are minorities. And women weren't left out either.
That is part of our class action suit because of the police department's failure to actively recruit women. And the San Francisco Police Department, the only past couple of women in the San Francisco Police Department, the last 3 have been all been captain's daughters or policemen's sisters.
That's Willard Battle of San Francisco Officers for Justice, the group that brought the lawsuit against the police department in the first place. KFRC News Time, 8:49. That hijacked Dutch airliner has landed at Dubai on the Persian Gulf. All passengers and stewardesses were let off in Malta. No word yet on what will happen to the plane or the 11 airline officials still on board. The Bruins are the pick again, coming up on KFRC Sports.
And now with the free speech message, here is Connie Parrish representing Friends of the Earth.
Friends of the Earth support the administration's desire to reduce this nation's spiraling energy use. But the proposals Mr. Nixon has outlined so far mistakenly places the entire burden on the individual consumer. Industry, which uses 40% of the nation's energy, gets off scot-free. A sound national energy policy would have industry share in the responsibility for meeting the current crisis. Some short-term goals should be equal utility rates for small and large users, auto and appliance efficiency standards, a limit on advertising of high energy consuming products such as aluminum cans. Long-range policy should include operating subsidies for mass transit from the Highway Trust Fund, curtailed use of non-recycled products, intensive research and development of clean fuel sources such as solar power. We believe that Mr. Nixon is deluding the American public by ignoring these industry-oriented solutions to the energy crisis. We believe his energy program is not only anti-environment, but anti-consumer as well.
You've just heard a free speech message by Connie Perry.
KFIRC Sports Steve Spurrier replaced the injured Joe Reed last night and led the 49ers to 10 fourth quarter points, a 20-6 win over Green Bay.
The first basketball ratings are out and the Dons are in the top 10. This is John Bentley. Well, everyone knows who's picked for first, so here's the rest of the top 10. North Carolina State second, Indiana third, North Carolina fourth, and Maryland fifth, followed by Louisville, Marquette, Notre Dame, and Providence. Then in the 10th spot, the Dons of USF under Bobby Gaillard, also being picked by coaches to win the West Coast Athletic Conference. Other West Coast teams in the top 20. Long Beach State is 12th and favored to win the PC2A crown. University of Las Vegas under former Long Beach State coach Jerry Tartarian is 18th, and the University of Arizona 19th. The season opens for most teams this Friday.
The football ratings out today, too. Alabama moved into the top spot ahead of Oklahoma and Ohio State. The rest of the top 10 finds Notre Dame 4th, Michigan 5th, followed by Penn State, USC, LSU, Texas, and UCLA. Having problems with your landlord, a job, or need legal help, call the East Bay Center of Concern at 261-3222. Latest stock market, Dow Jones, down a quarter point. Bay Area weather, including Tiburon and San Bruno, sunny and cool today. Highs between 53 and 63. The rain's not expected to get this far south until tomorrow. Air pollution index light. In the city, it's 51 degrees. Jack Hines, KFRC News. And now, from San Francisco, more music with Dr. Don Rose.
With long hair and pants, with love beads and sashes, it's helpful to know only males wear mustaches. 852 at KFRC.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save.
Here at 8:54, 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. It is available by the convenience six-pack around here. Friends, this is Dr. Donald D. Tuesday Morning Rose reminding you, once you get your black belt in karate, you got to be very careful. You could kill yourself putting on your aftershave.
Something's happening to motor oil that you should know about. In tests certified by the Nationwide Consumer Testing Institute, it was shown that new emission controls, power equipment, and high driving speeds build up tremendous engine heat that may rob your motor oil of its full power to protect your engine. Quaker State urges you to change your oil as soon as your owner's manual says to, and specify a premium quality motor oil. For your peace of mind, specify Quaker State.
Quaker State, your car, to keep it running young.
Last of the big time parole violators. Dr. Donald D. Rose, right here. Leaving you with nothing but blue skies and green lights. Living up and sleeping in the streets.
FRC would love to jet you to the sunshine in Mexico when a week-long holiday down south from the M&M's Mars Pyramid of Prizes. Again, be the person to submit the most rappers or reasonable facsimiles and win. Six to four. This is your old buddy Jack Friday here, just making it at 9:05.
KFRC, home of the original cash call. Big money for the phrase that pays. KFRC plays all the hits. KFRC plays all the hits. When we call, say it, and we'll pay it.
KFRC.